You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM, playing Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. Today is Tuesday, and therefore, it is Tech Talk with TNS. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Lovely to see you. Let's chat today about the de-extinction of extinct species. I'm very interested to see where you land on this.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. It's something we've been talking about for probably 20 years with scientists saying that they're trying to de-extinct the woolly mammoth was obviously the main target because we obviously found a lot of them frozen in the tundras in Europe and their DNA is very much intact. And the scientists believe that they can use that DNA and some modern African elephant embryos, and that's how we would kind of de-extinct these woolly mammoths. And we've been waiting for that for a long time, and just out of the blue, a company called Colossal Biosciences come and say, oh, no, we didn't do the woolly mammoth. We've done the direwolf.
But first, we did mice.
Yes.
We did woolly mice.
That's right.
We've changed the world, people. We've given you mice that need a hairdresser. Ta-da!
But it's very interesting, the story of the direwolf. Very much like the woolly mammoth, it lived in the same areas in the northern parts of the world. Then during the Ice Age, it thrived. And after the Ice Age, that's kind of also when humans kind of came into the area and took over, that they went extinct. And the reasons they brought back what they're calling the direwolf, in very much the same way as I explained the woolly mammoth would have worked, they used kind of gray wolf DNA and then obviously edited it with direwolf DNA that was found in a similar fashion.
Right.
They say that it is necessary because this direwolf actually had a very important impact on the ecosystem in those parts of the world.
Right.
And you can kind of, you know, argue that the wolves that do remain kind of fill that niche now. But apparently they think it's needed for things like population control of invasive species like hares that aren't native to that part of the world, whatever the case might be. So it's interesting that this wolf vanished 12,500 years ago, and now they say it's back. And obviously with something like this, there's always controversy.
Right.
The controversy this time being, other scientists have looked at the research, looked at the genomes that was used, and they're saying, we're not sure that this is actually the direwolf. When looking at this DNA, it looks like they've kind of spliced normal gray wolf DNA with some additional bits and pieces from the direwolf, which will make it bigger, a little bit bulkier, more fearsome. But some scientists say they don't believe it's actually this species.
I also have another question, Dennis. Have we learned nothing from Jurassic Park?
Well, funnily enough, we just found a fully preserved dinosaur embryo a couple of weeks ago, and they're thinking they can do Jurassic Park. But that's a whole other story.
I don't know. I'm not going.
But regarding the direwolf, it does seem superfluous. You know, we don't really need this. They're saying that this is all about research and understanding how we use this technology. So that they used CRISPR technology, which we've discussed in the past, to obviously splice DNA together. And the other animals, as we've mentioned, mammoths they want to de-extinct, and dodos, for example. But it's more about pushing this technology forward so that we could perhaps one day use it in medicine to cure people of, you know, Alzheimer's and cancer by taking all of these DNA markers out of the DNA right at birth. That's kind of where this technology is headed, but they do have this idea of kind of restoring the natural order of things as well, which, you know, we can argue all day long, but I just found it fascinating that they believe they've brought back this wolf that's been extinct for, you know, 12,000 years, and they say the woolly mammoth is next on their list.
Look, it's all cool. It's going to look really great on Instagram to take pictures with the woolly mammoth, because I'm sure that's going to happen in the next 10-15 years. However, we're going to have to leave it at that and let them do what they need to do. I'm just saying, there's a saying, as dumb as a dodo. Why? Why would we want to bring that back? We don't need it. It's fine.
They're extinct because we ate them all, so apparently they taste good.
Okay, maybe I'm down with that. Anyways, we'll see TNS again next week. He's from Bandwidth Blog. Go and give them a visit. This is Smile 90.4 FM.